This is a pretty huge day for us because today we're closing on the loan for the expansion. So we officially kick off our expansion at about 2 o'clock today.
The Y in Marquette, the facility is going to continue to grow. In fact, it's going to grow significantly, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The exercise areas are going to almost double in size. We're going to have some health innovation suites where we can start helping people bring their health back online and maybe give them a plan that they can follow for a year or two with nutrition and diet and exercise and just help do some preventative wellness care. The gym's going to double in size. We're going to have a climbing wall. We're going to have a gymnastics area. Lobby's going to open up a little bit. It's going to be a great...
Well, it's real interesting as we watch this particular process continues to grow. It's one of these things where really we're seeing that the Y is so much more than I think what maybe people traditionally thought of the Y. You think of maybe like a gym, a workout facility, that sort of thing. But this is all part of the overall wellness and health push that's currently with the Y.
Yeah, I guess people used to call us the gym and swim, you're right. It is a wellness package now. When you walk through the door, someone will sit down with you and help you get the things that you need for your life to stay healthy longer. And you know, people live longer now, so we want you to live a quality life when you live longer.
Well, the interesting thing about it also is that, you know, everybody over there is usually quite excited about all the programs and things that are going on. But what does it mean for you and programs that you're involved in and some of your colleagues over there at the expansion and what you're going to be able to do?
Well, it means that we're going to be able to reach a larger segment of our community. And also, when people are there, they're going to have a little bit more space to move around. You know, it is getting kind of tight in our wellness area, especially mm-hmm. when the weather starts turning rough, you know, and more people are inside. So we're going to have a little more space, and we're going to have some equipment that is new and really can do cool stuff.
Matt, this is something I think that the membership asked for as well. Isn't that true, that they really wanted this space and all these other programs and different things?
Oh, yeah. Membership has been clamoring for it, I would say. And it's taken a little while to get things off the ground, but that's the way it is when you're raising money and you're a nonprofit organization. But people are going to be really happy once they see the changes made. And it looks like by middle of February, we're going to have most of this stuff online.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's getting built during the time of year when a lot of times it's not like the old days where wintertime stopped production and construction. They're going to build this thing here very soon now.
Yep, it's going to happen, and a lot of it's going to be shell do it happening right now while we still got a little bit of warm weather and then the interior stuff.
We're with Matt Williams in the studio. He is the aquatics director at the Y, and let's talk a little bit about some of the programs that are happening with that. How's things going with all the swimming efforts?
Well, we got a full pool. That's what's happening.
That's good.
It's great. We are opening another session of swim lessons, and we're in the middle of one right now, and they're full to capacity. And it is great to see so many little kids in that water.
What do you think it is that's got them coming in like this, the interest?
I think part of it is that, you know, people are really aware that you need to have some swimming skills when you live in an area where there's so much water. And I think part of it is we've revamped our lessons to make them very interactive with the kids. There's no sitting on the side waiting your turn. You're moving all the time. You're playing a game if you're not learning how to blow bubbles. And just by keeping the kids moving all the time is making it fun, but we're sneaking in a little learning too.
Well, that's good. Now, what about programs that are coming up here in the next little bit that folks can get involved in?
Well, you've got all of our whole slew. We've got Tiny Tots basketball coming up soon, and registration's open for that. We've got swim lessons in the winter coming up. We've got gymnastics and a little cheerleading camp coming up. We have our amazing race where you can work out on equipment indoors, but we're kind of heading you down to we're measuring your miles down to South America. So.
Ah, I see. Well, that's always good. You know, yeah. A virtual race.
A virtual race, yes.
Well, that's all right. That's probably the best way to do it. Getting to South Africa can be, or South America can be a little different, but difficult as
yes.
well. But for people that want to get involved with the swimming programs, with the other programs, what's the best way to get a hold of you and the folks at the Y?
Stop in at the YMCA down in downtown Marquette or give us a call at 227-YMCA.